Well, negotiations have begun between the White House and congressional Republicans on a budget compromise with some hopeful talk coming from both sides. Joining us live is Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report. Well, Ken, before anything else, first of all, following his reelection, are we seeing signs of a new Obama?
Well, I think we are. You don't see that, especially in the last period of the campaign, the Obama that seemed to be very overly disciplined almost. I mean, I think you see now him more relaxed. He's certainly more confident, it appears. And he's also working on each of the roles of the presidency that he needs to work on, the commander-in-chief's role, the comforter-in-chief, which we saw when he went up to visit the hurricane victims up on Staten Island in New York, and also the economist-in-chief, taking hold of the budget negotiations. And I think a lot of people felt that President Obama perhaps was not as tough-minded or as emotional in devoting himself to working on issues in his first term. And now you see a different, at least a different style of leadership, and a lot of his supporters are happy to see it.
Well, Ken, what's the status of the fiscal cliff right now? Are the indications of a compromise superficial or maybe the foundation of something tangible?
Well, you know, I'm pretty skeptical about where we are with this. I think that in any negotiation in the beginning, when people are serious about getting it done, and I think they are, all parties are serious, you get these signs of comedy and compromise. Everybody is making the right sounds now, saying the right things about trying to move together to avoid this so-called fiscal cliff at the end of the year. But if you look at the details, we really haven't had, I think, enough details to make a conclusion that they're really close, to, really much closer, except in the atmospherics. The rates, the tax rates, really, the Republicans have to give on that and be willing to increase tax rates on the wealthy in order to satisfy President Obama. And we haven't seen much indication that there'll be some serious spending cuts that the Republicans want, and that's what the Democrats object to. So these are the fault lines we've been dealing with, and you and I have talked about many times before. They're still there. We've had an election that essentially ratified the status quo and that we have the same players in power in the same ratios, more or less. So it's really going to take, I think, a real leap of faith on all sides to get this done. And they may have to go to some kind of a temporary measure, despite what they're saying now, in order to get this grand compromise established.
All right, a lot of horse trading to come, huh?
Exactly.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report, and he authors the Presidency column.